right, welcome back to WSG, America's favorite literary podcast. As you might recall, last week's edition featured a juicy reenactment of Act 5, Scene 4 in Shakespeare's Tragedy of Julius Caesar. We witnessed the death of Marcus Cato, as well as the capture of Lucilius. I think I can speak for all of us when I say we're awed by Lucilius' nobility, risking his life by pretending to be Brutus. On today's episode, we will reenact Act 5, Scene 5 from the Tragedy of Julius Caesar. The scene begins with a bang as the battle finally comes to stop, and what's left of Brutus's army awaits capture with him, while the enemy grows closer by the minute.
Farewell to you, and you, and you, Volumnius, for we have lost the battle. Strato, thou hast been all this while asleep. Farewell to thee too, Strato. Countrymen, my heart doth joy that yet in all my life I found no man but he was true to me. I shall have glory by this losing day, more than Octavius and Mark Antony, by this vile conquest shall attain unto. So fare you well at once, for Brutus's tongue hath almost ended his life's history. Night hangs upon mine eyes, my bones would rest, that have but labored to attain this hour.
Fly, my lord, fly!
Hence, I will follow. I pray thee, Strato, stay thou by thy lord. Thou art a fellow of a good respect. Thy life hath had some smatch of honor in it. Hold then my sword and turn away thy face while I do run upon it. Wilt thou, Strato?
Give me your hand first. Fare you well, my lord.
Farewell, good Strato. Caesar, now be still. I killed not thee with half so good a will. What man is that?
My master's man, Strato. Where is thy master?
Free from the bondage you are in, Messala. The conquerors can but make a fire of him, for Brutus only overcame himself, and no man else hath honor by his death.
So Brutus should be found. I thank thee, Brutus, that thou hast proved Messala's saying true.
All that serve Brutus, I will entertain them. Fellow, wilt thou bestow thy time with me?
Aye, if Messala will prefer me to you.
Do so, good Messala.
How died my master, Strato?
I held the sword, and he did run on it.
Octavius, then take him to follow thee, that did the latest service to my master.
This was the noblest Roman of them all. All the conspirators, save only he, did that they did in envy of great Caesar. He, only in general honest thought and common good to all, made one of them. His life was gentle, and the elements so mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, this was a man.
According to his virtue, let us use him with all respects and rites of burial. Within my tent his bones tonight shall lie, most like a soldier, ordered honorably. So call the field to rest, and let's away to part the glories of this happy day.
That brings an end to our part of the Julius Caesar radio scenes. Thank you for listening.